WJTL Christian Stanfill and Passion Glorious Day, the afters. God is with us. Good morning. It's 7:21.
Good morning. Frost and freeze warning today till 10 a.m. Otherwise, should be sunny for us. High 49. Tonight, clear and cold. Low 31. Tomorrow, sunny. High 58. Over the weekend, warming up slightly. Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny. High 64. Right now in Harrisburg, 30 degrees. In Lancaster, 28.
This morning, our very special guest, Bruce Norton, is with us. He's the chairman and CEO of Families Renewed Incorporated. Good morning again to you, Bruce.
Good morning, Fred.
Thanks for TikToking us this morning as well.
Thank you.
It's been fun talking to your live stream visitors as well as the kids on your school bus. You told me something very interesting off air here, that the most important thing that a counselor can do for suicide and harm prevention is listen.
Yes, absolutely. One of the biggest problems, and you can see this not just with suicidal ideation or with self-harm, but with crises in general, is a lot of times the person feels like they're not listened to. And that's because, you know, we're so focused on fixing and giving advice and telling them how to fix their lives,
right,
that we miss what their need is. And their need is to feel loved, to feel nurtured, and for somebody to actually listen to what they have to say.
Yeah. You've started something called Life BST, which is a prevention program. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, Life BST is Life Behavioral Skills Training. You can find out more about it on lifebst.org. And it is an evidence-based K-12 curriculum that we are developing that teaches the skills that are necessary to deal with adverse life events. And a lot of times what we find with mental health issues is that there's some kind of childhood trauma. And it doesn't matter if you and I think it's traumatic. What matters is if the child thinks it's traumatic. And what happens is the child will develop some maladaptive coping strategies as a result of that. And the problem will kind of lie under the surface for a while. And then when they get to be about 12, 13, 14, then everything starts to bubble up into the surface again. And then they start developing mental illnesses as a result of that. So with Life BST, we avoid all of that because they're taught the skills to deal with it ahead of time and they don't have to maladapt to it.
And you said as big as the suicide issue is, that gets the headlines. It's the self-harm and the self-hate a lot of times that kids are dealing with.
Yes, absolutely. One out of every two kids statistically are engaged in self-harm on a regular and continuing basis. And the good thing about Life BST is the fact that it addresses both of those things. And in fact, not only does it do that, it has also been shown through the evidence that it also reduces drug and alcohol abuse as well as school violence in general.
Well, lifebst.org.
Yes.
If they want to know more about that.
If they want to know more about that, they can go there. They can also see find a white paper written on it from on that webpage as well.
And if they want to find out even more and be a part of raising funds and awareness, they could be part of your motorcycle ride this Saturday.
Absolutely. The Mason-Dixon Ride for Life. And it starts at 10 o'clock. Registration is at 10 o'clock at the Mason-Dixon Fairgrounds in Delta, Pennsylvania. And the ride will go to Pleasant Hill Fire Company, behind the fire company, behind the social hall there. And it'll end up there about 12:15 or so. And once there, then we'll have music, we will have food available for purchase, and we will also have therapists there for anybody that wants to talk. That part that's there at the Pleasant Hill Fire Company is open to the community. Anybody who wants to come and talk about what's going on with their kids, or if you're a kid and you want to talk about what's going on in your life, you're welcome to come and talk to somebody.
So by the time the motorcyclists make their way there, like noon to 3 is going to be that time frame for that?
Yep, between 12 and 3 is when that part of it will be open. And if we have more people that need to talk than we have time, then we're going to stay until everybody has a chance to talk about the things they need to talk about.
Love that. If our motorcycle community is listening this morning, they want to be a part, do they need to sign up ahead of time?
We would love for you to sign up ahead of time, but most people won't, so so you don't have to. If you want to sign up, you can go to MasonDixonRideForLife.org and you can pre-register. Otherwise, registration is from 10 to 11 at the Mason-Dixon Fairgrounds. Kickstands are up at 11.
Looks like you're going to have a beautiful day to go out for a ride.
It's supposed to be gorgeous, and it's supposed to be a little bit warmer. Mm-hmm. And luckily, we've still got some beautiful leaves on the trees, and I
sure
think it's going to be a really nice ride.
Mm-hmm. The Mason-Dixon Ride for Life for the Prevention of Suicide and Self-Harm in Children, Young Adults, happening this Saturday. It is rain or shine, though. It looks like it's going to be great. Registration begins at 10. You can check it out online, MasonDixonRideForLife.com. Bruce, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Fred.
Going back to the music, here's Building 429, Where I Belong on WJTL. Good morning.